Welcome to the new season of 5 Minutes Alone, the weekly podcast of the Bering Drive Church of Christ. I'm your host, Jeff Christian, preacher at Bering. This is the third episode of our new season 3. This episode is called The Peace on Christmas. Years ago, when my little girl was in kindergarten, a hurricane knocked out the power to our house for a couple of days. On the first night of darkness, we sat in the entryway of our house with candles lit, four of us in a little circle of conversation. One of us piped up, "What do y'all want to do tonight?" To which my 5-year-old daughter replied, "Let's have a movie night." Electricity and light have become such a regular part of so many of our lives that even when the power goes out, we still flip on a light switch out of habit. Or we'll get hungry and go throw something in the microwave only to be hit with the realization that when the electricity is out, the microwave won't work. But the very good news of this season of Advent is that the light of the world that we know in Jesus is always here, always available for the asking. This is important for us to state today because it seems that every year many Christians get more and more hostile about defending Christmas, as if that's even necessary. Some Christians behave as though this is the last generation of Christianity, but to live in such a fearful and defensive mode is to take away the joy of Christmas, and even the greater joy of why we celebrate in the first place. In the Bible, back in John 8, we hear a story when Jesus was speaking to a group of people, some of whom believed him, others did not. It was to this mixed group of doubters and seekers that Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." When Jesus says this in John 8, it was the writer's way of referring back to the way the book of John begins. It is a reminder to the early Christians, especially in the second and third centuries of Christianity, back when there really was true hostility toward Christians, of those opening words of John when in 1:5 we heard, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." That was true then, and it's still true today. The coming of Jesus into the world is good news, and we should behave accordingly. No need to manufacture hostility, especially when there really are people around the world who are paying the price of their faith with their lives. So what if someone says Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas? What someone else says or does not say does not change the fact that I, as a Christian, choose to walk in the light of Jesus Christ. It's like the Gershwin song. They can't take that away from me. This is good news that we celebrate during Advent. Jesus is Lord. And we anticipate so much more to come. God is still at work creating a new creation. And we remember today that nothing has changed. Some do not believe, others do. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord as we strive to walk in the light. There may be darkness along the way, but the light is there. It's like a great movie quote that I love to say. Happiness can be found even in the darkest of times if one only remembers to turn on the light. And for our family here at the Bering Drive Church of Christ, we will continue to speak of these things. When it is time to speak, what we will say are words of light in the darkness. Because any time the lights go out, the story is supposed to end when the power comes back on. The ceiling fans start their slow churn back to life, the air conditioner kicks back on, and the darkness is overcome by the light. So have a wonderful holiday season as we walk with Christ. Celebrate Christmas by going and acting like Jesus. Go to BeringFamily.org for more information on our church and come worship with us this Sunday if you are in Houston. And be sure to like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/BeringFamily.org. Grace and mercy to you today as we wait together in the light for all things to be made new.